Hi, this is Victoria DeMar, star of Werewolf in a Woman's Prison and Killjoy Goes to Hell. You're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show.
So, do you have any plans for tonight? For Christmas?
I'm going to spread as much joy, as many parcels of happiness as I can. Then I'm going to get my girlfriend so wasted she won't even know if I fuck her ears.
Don't seem very happy about Christmas, do you?
Let me tell you, it ain't all candy canes and pretty lights.
Jesse Buck, what's going on, my friend?
Hello, I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Did you just wake up?
I wasn't perhaps yet.
Me too, man. I feel your pain. Jesse, how long were you with Cirque du Soleil? It was like 5 years or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, about that. Yeah, just under.
Now, I think I read something. You did something like 1,200 performances in 123 cities in 25 countries. Is that accurate?
Yeah, about there. Yeah, I might be missing a couple of cities, but yeah.
Oh, my God, man. That's got to be grueling, dude.
It was pretty grueling, yeah. When I was full-time, it was, 42 weeks out of the year.
Well, how do you keep yourself sane doing something like that?
I wasn't at times.
Don't mind if I do!
I guess the show ground, too. You know, you have that every, or more or less every day. And I was lucky enough to be hired with one of my best friends and clown partners, Aaron the Catmaker. So we got hired together, so we kind of had each other when things were harder.
Keep each other in check, yeah?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Because we've been buddies for 10, 12 years, so.
Well, it always helps to have a friend out there with you. I've said the same thing to a lot of bands. You know, these guys get out there and they get lost. And, you know, if you're not friends with your bandmates, it can be a very tough thing out there. Because it's not like, you know, you can't talk to, you know, fans about stuff or, you know, the audience or anything. You're kind of on your own.
Yeah.
Jesse, now you starred in the film Smash Cut. I've been meaning to see this film and I just haven't got around to it. So I'm going to do that very soon. But I mean, you were in it with David Hess from Last House on the Left, Herschel Gordon Lewis, Michael Berryman, Sasha Grey, the porn star. I mean, it's quite a lineup. There's got to be some stories from that set.
Yeah, I didn't get to meet Herschel. They filmed him in I believe down in Florida. So I wasn't part of that. But I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say there was any particularly interesting stories from the set. I mean, everyone was kind of a professional who wanted to do their job, and it was Sasha Grey's first non-porn movie, if you will. So she was just trying to focus on that. And the film also went rather quickly. It's amazing how fast, you know, people always talk about how film takes so long to do, but if there's budget restrictions, it's amazing how quick people can be. I mean, I got to do a like an act fight with David Hess, and that was pretty exciting because when that guy turns it on, he turns it on, so he's coming at you pretty heavy.
I'm gonna come at you like a spider monkey.
Yeah, it's easy to act scared when he's coming at you.
Copy that, motherfucker.
With Herschel passing on this year, it's definitely got to be a bit bittersweet for you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the director Lee was a huge Herschel Gordon.
You know, he's a guy that it may not be a household name, but if you're a horror fan, I mean, you know, Herschel Gordon Lewis is a total legend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesse, you did a one-man show for a lot of years called Bupkis, and I mean, you know, went to China and Russia and all kinds of places on this thing. You know, I thought that the concept was really fascinating, and I was hoping, I know you might not be doing the show right now, but I was hoping that you could fill my listeners in on, you know, the concept of the show and where that came from.
Part of the show just came out of the idea that I really wanted to make something that was easy to do work, because we had talked with other clown friends and colleagues that I made theater with at the time. We always wanted to go out on tour, but as we created shows, they would always get bigger and bigger and bigger, so you have these big sets, and you have a full band, and you have all these props, so then it becomes obviously much harder to tour. So with Bupkis, I had nothing. I had a blanket, a pillow, and a milk crate. That was it. Everything could fit in the milk crate, and the milk crate could attach to my backpack. I could backpack the show across the country. And I didn't speak. I used no lighting cues. I had no music cues. I had no set. So it was just purely stripped down, bare bones theater. The not speaking helped it be accessible for China and Russia and things like that, because there's no attempt at language, so everyone appreciated easily. And then it was just about play. So it kind of came out with, okay, I have these five props. Now what do I do with them? And then I went from there with a lot of improv, and I found a little story that I could tell, which is a very classic kind of fairy tale, good versus evil, damsel in distress. It was a great experience and a wonderful, it was a good challenge for myself. I learned a lot doing this.
Now, is there any plans to bring it back at all?
I mean, I always kind of have my ear open for opportunities because I've done it so much, it doesn't take me long to prepare. And with so little things needed, it's logistically, there's not much to deal with other than put it in a suitcase and go. I can get the milk crate when I'm there. That doesn't need to be a milk crate. I could use a box if I needed to. So, you know, I always look for little festivals and whatnot. Sometimes with shows, as you get older, that it doesn't lose touch with the show because it's from a different time in your life. But Bumpkins, it seems it's a pretty ageless show, so I don't have that. It's very easy for me to jump in.
Now, Jesse, what excites you most about this version of A Christmas Carol?
I love theater that is open and stripped down like this. I mean, it's fast, it's funny, the actors are always present, you know, we're not trying to trick you in any way, everything's on the surface, honest, and we have freedom to riff with the audience, freedom of movement. I find that very fun, very rewarding.
Now, Lynn told me that you're a big horror fan, so I'm sure, like most, you know, Black Christmas is on your list of movies to watch this holiday season, but here's what else I got on my list, and let me know if there's anything I should add. I got Silent Night, Deadly Night, Gremlins, Child's Play, All Through the House, Christmas Evil, Silent Night, 2012, and Jack Frost. Do you got any more that maybe I'm missing? I know there's a few more Christmas horrors out there, I just, I can't think of any at the moment.
There's quite a funny Canadian film, actually, that was filmed in Calgary, I believe, called Santa's Sleigh.
With Goldberg.
Yeah, it's quite funny. It's good.
I'm definitely going to have to get a hold of that. Anything else?
Die Hard, pretty good.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. I forget that's set Christmas time as well. I'm trying to give the audience some new Christmas movies to watch. Well, I mean, I guess they're not new movies, but, you know, everybody tends to watch, like, the same old shit, right? So I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe instead of Rudolph and Frosty and Home Alone, which I love, actually, but, you know, maybe here's a little something else, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I say Santa's Sleigh. Canadian and awesome.
Fantastic. Great talking to you, Jesse.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care, Jess.
Yeah.